John Hamilton video recorded his will for me to play for all of you. So here it is. Peter presses play on the remote.
Hello, I am John Henry Hamilton. Being of sound mind, I submit the following testament. I have done well for myself over my lifetime by working hard and investing wisely. I now have the opportunity to help all of you by authorizing Peter to distribute my wealth among you. You all should have already received $2,500 in cash to help with your trip here and your stay. Right now, Mr. Hindman should be placing an envelope in front of each of you. Please leave it sealed for now. I'm inviting you to play a special game.
Everyone looks around and starts to size each other up.
My estate is worth just over $2.3 million. That includes cash and property. If you've done the math, that works out to about $250,000 for each of you. But I've decided to do something a bit different. You can either take the $25,000 envelope in front of you and leave, forfeiting any and all future monies or awards from my estate, or you can stay and vie for a much larger reward.
They all pick up their envelopes and fondle them.
I have a family plantation in South Carolina, not too far from where you are now, that has been vacant for some time. It's called Hamilton House. I pay to keep it maintained while it is not being lived in. To put it bluntly, it's said to be haunted. The property has been in my family since its inception, but I always found it a bit too gaudy to live in. Even so, I never had the heart to sell it. Whomever decides to forego the guaranteed money and stay is invited to live in that house. Everything will be provided for you during your stay. You will be required to stay in the house for 7 days or until only one person remains, whichever occurs first. Be warned that there have been accidents on and around the property that have resulted in death and or dismemberment. You all have to choose for yourselves because your choice may be fatal. If you play and choose to quit, you will be removed from the premises and eliminated from the game. Needless to say, you will be going home empty-handed at that point. Upon commencement, any person or persons remaining in the house shall be greeted with the remains of my fortune. Hamilton House is not part of my estate and is owned by a separate trust. Please treat it with respect. Mr. Hindman has left a document on the table that needs to be signed if you wish to participate. It absolves him of any wrongdoing that may take place in the future. Thank you all, and good luck.
Please sign this document if you would like to participate. Otherwise, you can take your envelope, and I have some different papers for you to fill out, says Peter.
Is this legal?
Asks Will.
Let's not get caught up in that, answers Peter.
If we decide to do this, when do we show up?
Asks Sarah as she taps her shiny pink nails on the table.
Tomorrow at 8 a.m.
This is absurd, exclaims a scruffy-faced Joe.
Feel free to sign and leave with your envelope, says Peter.
I didn't say that I wasn't playing. It's just insane.
How well did you know him, Mr. Hindman?
Asks Sarah.
I only knew him on a professional level. We met a few years ago when he needed my help with a legal matter. Naturally, I did some research on demand. He was widowed after only 6 years of marriage when his wife committed suicide in 1965 and he never had children. In fact, he never remarried either. He focused on his business ventures and coveted the almighty dollar.